Good morning. Today we're continuing the topic of the prohibition of sitting within four amos of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Yesterday we discussed, is it permitted to learn Torah within four amos of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei while seated? We want to be seated. Can we learn? Is that sufficient? Do we have to move outside of the four amos? And today we're going to talk about how about other parts of davening, not Kriyat Shema. We said that Kriyat Shema, if you're saying Kriyat Shema, if you're saying Birkas Kriyat Shema, that's permitted as well to sit within four amos. But how about other parts of the davening? Or to say Ezu Mekomen before the davening? Or to say Shirim V'tishbachas, praises of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that sufficient as well to permit sitting within four amos of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei? So the Gaonim, the language of the Gaonim, they said that the whole problem is when you sit and you are batel, you are doing nothing. However, if you are saying Kriyat Shema, or you're saying the brachas of Kriyat Shema, ukiyotzebo, or something similar, that would be sufficient to permit somebody to do that, to say those types of things within four amos of somebody who is saying Shemoneh Esrei even while seated. So the question is, the language of the Gaonim was Kriyat Shema, Birkos Kriyat Shema, ukiyotzebas, and something similar, things that are similar. What does that phrase ukiyotzeba include? So the Beis Yosef says as follows, Elavadai kol she'osek bidivrei shir v'shevach. Certainly, says the Beis Yosef, somebody who's involved in shir, praise, song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brachos, and the brachos ha-ne'armari, belief ne'atfila, the brachos that we say before davening, ol acharar, what we say after, ke'osek b'kriyat shema u'birchos se'adami. That is the same halacha as somebody who's saying Kriyat Shema, saying the Birkas Kriyat Shema, that would permit you to sit within four amos of somebody saying the Shemoneh Esrei. And Algoz Mamanio says similarly, brings the name in the name of the Gaonim, that if you are Osek Betfila, you're involved in davening or Kriyat Shema or other, or Bishar Divrei Shir V'Shevach, Mutar, it's permitted to sit within four amos of the person davening in Shemoneh Esrei, Vein Sarech Laharchi Klumen, you don't have to distance yourself at all. In fact, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, it appears that we would expand this to even somebody who's saying Ezuhu Mekoman, the Perek, about the Karbanos that we say as part of the Karbanos at the beginning of Shachris. That is chashuv k'osek betfila. That is like somebody who is involved in fila, because it's the minhag to say it before davening. That is indeed considered part of the davening. Now Rabbeinu Yerucham says that nira ki'im hayoshev kore karbanos opsuke dezimra sha'asor. He's of the view that if somebody is sitting and saying karbanos or psuke dezimra, That is not sufficient. That's not considered Kriyat Shema, Birkos Kriyat Shema. It's not considered close enough. Karbanos is before the davening, is Psukei Dezimra, is before the davening, not the Iker davening that we're talking about of Kriyat Shema. It's not part of Birkos Kriyat Shema. It's before that. That would not be sufficient. However, he continues, V'yesh mi shekasov, there is an opinion that says, Shafilu en yosh hayoshev kora el Psukei Dezimra mutar, that even if you're only saying Psukei Dezimra, that would be sufficient to permit you to sit within four amas of this person saying Shemoneh Esrei. We have different opinions on this, so let's look at what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch says, with our typical prohibition, the catch-all, the category is Asur. Leisha betoch arba amos shel mispalel. That's the prohibition. We cannot sit within four amos of the person davening Shemoneh Esrei. Dim osek bedvarim shem mitikune atfilas. If you are involved in things that are tikune atfilas, not only Kriyat Shema and Birkos Kriyat Shema, but other parts of the davening as well. Vafilu beperek ezu mekoman, even saying ezu mekoman, part of the karbanos, you don't have to distance yourself away. So apparently, based on the Shulchan Aruch, we would include psiku dezimra, ezu mekoman, everything that is part of the tefillah. After the tefillah, we say ashri or valetzion. That would all be included, that if we are saying those tefillahs, we would be permitted to sit within four amos of the person saying Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on something fascinating. He says the same thing applies, if we can say that, Ezu Mekoman, the same thing applies, somebody who's saying Biprakim, which is talking about the Perek of Pirkei Avos, B'mincha B'Shabbos, as some people are knowing to say, the Perek of, or more than one Perek of Pirkei Avos, at the time of Mincha and Shabbos, that also would permit you to sit within four amos of somebody saying Shmone Esrei. So we see there that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is fairly broad and lenient, as long as it is something that is part of the tefillah, and even the extended tefillah, like Ezu Mekoman, and saying even a perek of Pirkei Avos, at the time of Minchan Shabbos, that would be included in what would permit us to sit within four amos of somebody who is standing and saying Shmoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day.